So after all of that, will Tony Windsor v Barnaby Joyce be the heavyweight battle of election 2016? Paul Bongiorno joins us. Paul, hello there.
Hello, Fran. Well, from this morning, what we know is that whatever happens in New England, if Tony Windsor's there with Barnaby Joyce in the ring, it's going to be extremely willing. So we should buy ringside seats now.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll know in a while whether he's going to run. It's a big ask, though, isn't it, knocking off the leader of the National Party, Deputy Prime Minister, who's already got close to 20% majority. What chances would you give Tony Windsor?
Well, we've got that CFMEU survey. I mean, the survey isn't.
As Barnaby Joyce points out, though, it is a CFMEU survey.
No, well, hang on. You know, they got someone to come in.
Hang on.
They got someone to come in and actually do it. You know what I mean? But anyway, look, my understanding is an analysis of the seat would put Barnaby Joyce, no doubt. Anyone who's a Nat will come home to roost. They no longer think of Tony Windsor as anything else except, as you heard from Barnaby Joyce, you know, a greeny lefty.
Mm. A green Labour lefty.
Yeah, even worse, yeah. That Barnaby Joyce would be on about 40% of the vote, so he will need to do extremely well in his own right. And you can bet your bottom dollar that Tony Windsor will get all the preferences from the Greens and from Labour and possibly a couple of other of the independents. His votes put his name recognition at about 38%. Look, I'm told that people urging Windsor to run believe that it is winnable, but it'll be a tough fight. And as you were saying in your discussion with both men this morning, what it will do is put up in lights the concerns about the food bowl and the water table, which even if Windsor runs and loses, I think that will achieve a fair bit for that area.
The people of the Liverpool Plains might get a few promises made in this election. Yeah. Paul, this is only coming to a head now, I think, because all the talk of an early election could be, we could know within weeks, really, whether we're going to an early poll on the 2nd of July. That's caused some jockeying for seats. Liberal MP for Brisbane, Teresa Gambaro, she shocked a lot of people, I think, yesterday when she declared she will not recontest. The Courier Mail in Brisbane is splashing Campbell Newman is considering running for that seat of Brisbane for the Libs. What do you think of that?
Well, it'll be very interesting. Campbell Newman lost the seat of Ashgrove, which is partly in the federal seat of Brisbane. He lost it by only a couple of hundred votes, so not everybody hates him, as it were.
For sure.
And, of course, he's got an extremely high profile. It's clear from the report in the Courier Mail that he is considering his options. He has a terrific pedigree, of course, in federal politics. Both his mother and father were cabinet ministers in coalition governments. The other rumour that's going around is, guess what? Another premier from Queensland may also run in the seat, namely Peter Beattie. We could have another very high-profile clash.
Another battle royale. I love saying that. I've said it about 10 times this morning. Paul, just a couple of quick ones if we can. Malcolm Turnbull is being criticised for sort of dilly-dallying over tax, allowing election timing to dominate the airwaves. Jeff Kennett didn't miss. He made his displeasure known yesterday on Radio 2UE.
Absolutely. An extraordinary outburst from Jeff Kennett, which he repeated, by the way, on a couple of television news services as well. He says that he fears that Malcolm Turnbull has blown it. He accuses Turnbull of not having a plan, of only wanting the top job out of self-interest, and he accuses him of lacking courage, and he particularly homed in on the fact that Turnbull wouldn't do the right thing, in his view, and have a vote in the Parliament on marriage equality. Now, okay, he was always called by his opponents, that is Jeff Kennett, a bull in a china shop. But I think one of the problems for Malcolm Turnbull is a lot of these criticisms are beginning to resonate, not only in his political opponents, but more worryingly within the parliamentary Liberal Party.
Okay.
People are wanting Turnbull to put his mark on the job and to spell out what his agenda is.
All right, Paul, we've only got a minute to the news, but the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, he amped up the rhetoric against Labor's tax plans yesterday. He said that they'll bring the economy to a shuddering halt. It's going to be a full-on rhetorical war on tax this election, isn't it?
This is disappointing and surprising. This man is a senior cabinet minister, and saying that dealing with a tax concession will bring the economy to a shuddering halt and the stock market will crash is frankly reckless, and it's not the intelligent discussion that Malcolm Turnbull promised he would bring to economic policy.
Got a strange feeling it's all very much on, isn't it, Paul? Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.